Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The question is not whether UNC would be a good fit for the Big Ten or SEC. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Of course, Carolina would be welcomed by the two leagues apparently on their way to forming super conferences. So would Duke and NC State for the same TV market reason. So would Clemson and Florida State for their respective football prowess. The question is, would any of those schools signal the death knell for the ACC by jumping ship, assuming they could get out of the grant of rights agreement that runs through 2036? On paper, that means whatever new rights fee a departing ACC member gets from a new league has to be paid to its former conference. Sounds good, but I would like to see just how that would be litigated in court and whether there could be a negotiated settlement. As an original member of the ACC with Clemson, Duke, State, Virginia, and Wake Forest, along with the since-departed Maryland and South Carolina, UNC has been the dominant member from ACC and national championships to top 10 finishes in the Director's Cup for overall excellence. The question is, does UNC leave for merely a matter of money? The annual rights fee for Big Ten and SEC schools by 2029 is projected to be at least $100 million. The ACC's is $60 million. That discrepancy, along with the expansion of the college football playoffs to allow any number of teams from one conference, would leave the ACC hard-pressed to qualify by having enough five-star-laden teams and high enough top rankings. As it has become since deregulation in the 1970s, TV is driving the train in football expansion. The Big Ten has its own cable subscription network and a mega-million-dollar deal with Fox. The SEC is about to sign the biggest college football contract in ESPN history. How would the ACC match that with a conference that has more TV markets than either of those leagues, but not nearly the same audience interest? New Commissioner Jim Phillips is charged with managing the biggest decision since the conference's inception in 1953. Finding enough revenue to keep Clemson and FSU and making the members that don't want to leave believe they can compete at the highest level in football and basketball. It may take something way out of the box. This is Archansky. See ya.